Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. A prominent marriage counselor was once asked, "In your judgment, what is the single greatest problem in marriage?" He answered without hesitation, "Selfishness." Selfishness, dear friends, is a sign of immaturity. The most selfish creatures on the face of God's earth are babies. Their sole concern is their own needs, appetites, and comforts. So what if mother or father has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to take care of the baby? He will not spend one sleepless moment worrying about that. Our hopes and prayers are that he will eventually mature and not be quite so selfish. Is it possible selfishness might be one of the major problems with some churches? Some people in those churches demand to have their own way, regardless of the hurts and disappointments of others. 2 John tells us of such a man in the early church. Diotrephes loved to have the preeminence among men. 2 John 9. Paul knew there were such men in churches everywhere. He worked to present every man perfect or mature in Christ Jesus. Colossians 1:28. Paul urged the Corinthians, "Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit, in evil be children, but in understanding be men." 1 Corinthians 14:20. Paul explains what Christians must do if they are to be presented as mature people in Christ Jesus. Growing up in Christ means having our hearts comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Colossians 2:2. Our hearts can be comforted only if we accept the truth of God's revelation. If we all accept God's word and walk according to its precepts, we will be knit together or joined together in love. Paul knew that maturity could come to the Colossians only if they enjoyed all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Can you imagine any greater riches than to come to full assurance of understanding of the will of God? God gave us minds with which we can study and examine what the Bible says about God. Many modern theologians dispute finite man's ability to understand the mind of the infinite God. Yet no Bible writer ever took that approach to man's ability to read and to learn what God wants men to know. In fact, it was the very apostle who wrote the passage we are examining, who tells men of their sinfulness. Romans 3:9-23. But Paul knew we could understand if we made the effort. We can have full assurance of understanding. That does not mean we can know all God knows, but we can know the will of God and know that we have obeyed it. If that were not true, why did Jesus say, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free"? John 8:32. Paul also desired that the Colossians come to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. The word mystery simply means secret. The word is used in the New Testament of those great truths about Christ and the gospel, which were hidden in the mind of God from eternity past. In the Ephesian letter, Paul speaks of one of the mysteries God had in mind for the Christian era, and that is that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Ephesians 3:6. But those mysteries are not mysteries anymore. They are now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Ephesians 4:5. The message we should get from this verse is that we are to grow up, we are to mature in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.